WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A Charlottesville medical tech company graduates from a state program to go global. Virginia's Education Department, under Governor Glenn Youngkin, proposes changes to a course on Black history. And Virginia's abortion laws have not changed since Dobbs, but they're being watched. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, June 24th. Rivanna Medical in Charlottesville is one of 11 Virginia companies graduating from a state-sponsored program that encourages businesses to go global. Governor Glenn Youngkin said last week that the Virginia Leaders in Export Trade, or VALE, program has graduated more than 400 companies. For 20 years, the program has helped companies in Virginia gain access to global markets. According to its website, Rivanna Medical develops and sells new imaging-based medical technologies. Virginia's Education Department, under Governor Glenn Youngkin's leadership, has proposed dozens of revisions to an elective course on Black history in public school classrooms. The course had been proposed under the previous administration of Governor Ralph Northam. The Washington Post reports the proposed changes would strike some references to white supremacy and systemic racism, among other changes. The Virginia Department of Education said none of those changes have been implemented, but some professors involved in the creation of the curriculum are concerned that the proposed revisions would dilute historical facts and language explored in the course. The proposed revisions were part of a review of whether the African American history elective complied with Youngkin's executive order banning, quote, inherently divisive concepts from the classroom. The elective history course was announced in 2020 and developed by VDOE in partnership with historians and professors. The course launched in a limited number of school districts during the 2020-21 school year and then later expanded. Virginia's abortion laws have not changed in the 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned federal abortion protections with the Dobbs decision 2 years ago on Monday. That does not mean they're not the focus of elected officials and activists. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner has more.
The U.S. Supreme Court sent the issue of abortion back to the states 2 years ago, and it's often played out in favor of abortion access when put to the popular vote. It's a movement Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger says she'll throw her support behind as she campaigns to be the next governor of Virginia.
The attacks on reproductive health care, from abortion to contraception to IVF, are clear, and it's something that I hear about in all corners of the Commonwealth. And it will be a central issue for many voters.
Democrats in the General Assembly submitted a constitutional amendment this past legislative session they say will protect reproductive freedom. As long as the two chambers' Democratic majorities hold, it's expected to pass during the 2025 session. Then, as required by the state's constitution, a statewide election must occur, followed by a second legislative vote. It would then go to the voters as early as 2026. Olivia Gans Turner is president of the Virginia Society for Human Life, a group opposed to abortion. Despite the success of abortion access ballot measures in other states, she said she welcomes such a move in the Commonwealth.
We need to have that conversation in Virginia to see, where do we really stand? How far do we want to go? Do we want unlimited abortion?
A 2023 poll from Christopher Newport University found about half of Virginians like the state's current abortion laws, and nearly a quarter wish they were less restrictive. Only that final quarter said it should be harder to access abortion. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
State Senator John McGuire looks poised to unseat Congressman Bob Good in Virginia's 5th District Republican primary. After Friday's noon deadline for ballots in the contentious race, McGuire has maintained a roughly 300-vote lead over the incumbent. McGuire unofficially declared victory earlier last week, crediting former President Donald Trump's endorsement for the win, but the vote margin is less than 1%, and Good has already announced plans to request a recount, which is allowed under state law. And finally today, after a contentious campaign with more than a dozen candidates, Suhas Subramaniam is confirmed as the winner of the Democratic primary in the 10th Congressional District in Northern Virginia. WAMU's Matt Blitz reports.
There are currently four South Asian elected officials in the Virginia General Assembly. This includes Subramaniam, currently a state senator, If he wins in the fall's general election, he would be the Commonwealth's first South Asian member of Congress. Subramaniam noted he'd also be the first Hindu American to represent Virginia in the House of Representatives. He said this representation matters to the 65,000 South Asian voters in the district.
I think they're seeing more South Asian candidates and Asian American candidates generally are winning and are seeing that they have a seat at the table now, and I think that's important.
He faces Republican nominee and tech executive Mike Clancy in November.
Matt Blitz reporting for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.